Welcome to the New Life Help Now podcast, where we give you professional help for your life now. We specialize in equipping you with usable life relationship tools that will help you in the workplace and at home. You'll find valuable information that will help you find peace with others and with yourself when you're all alone. Without further ado, the Life Help Now podcast. Hello, today is March 16th, 2015. My name is Darren Dixon, and we have Miss Brenda Dixon. She is a licensed clinical social worker, and we're talking about how to have a good relationship. And the subtitle in this little series that we're doing is Don't Look at the Past. Now, I have a question. Why do we not want to look at the past? Because if I'm having an argument, man, I can, that gives me a lot of fuel to accomplish my victory in this argument. So you're taking my ammo away from me. What's going on here?
Yes, Darren. When a person brings the past into it, they see it one way. They may leave words out. They may not be able to present it exactly the way it was. And when the other person that's being told about the past, they actually see it another way. So can you imagine carrying on a good, healthy discussion, shall we call it, and you're bringing the past in the way you interpreted it, and the other person brings in the past the way they interpreted it, and that you have no common ground. So when we have good relationships, we discuss what's going on at the time. And it could be as current as a week ago, or maybe a couple of weeks ago. But not 7 years ago, you did this. I know you did this.
Right.
It loses its, it just loses ground.
Its relevance.
Mm-hmm. It just loses it.
Well, I can see that. That makes sense because you have two different point of views of what happens. And also, a lot can go change in the memory of a thing.
It really is. And I have had clients that talk in the past, actually stay in the past. And they reserve it for when they come into the counseling room. They said they don't talk about it all week long, ever. They just bring it into the counseling room. And it's just a rerun of old hurts. And when they're talking from the hurt, not from the situation necessarily, not the lay of it, not the chronological order of it.
Right.
They're talking from the hurt. And to me, that's legitimate to talk from the hurt, but you can't keep talking about it. You can't keep looking back.
You gotta let go of it.
At some point, it's enough. That's enough. You can't keep crying out about that old hurt. It won't heal. It's like you keep scraping it and breaking it open.
So after you discussed it and you got to a certain point,
you have to let it go. Just say, I'm going to make a promise to myself to not keep going there. Now, in one-on-one counseling, I'm talking about that was couples. In one-on-one counseling, you really can take that issue and work on it. Just go back and it can be healed. But it's just really difficult with couples because you got two points of view coming at you.
Well, and you got two sources of hurt that are different.
Yes. Yes.
And one person could be ignorant about the other person's hurt.
Yes.
And you can't really, I'd say there's a lot of landmines you'd have to jump over to help a couple while the other person's there. But I could definitely see how when you're one-on-one, you all can get down to the issue of, I guess, why the person is hurt and how to heal it.
I had a couple years ago come in and they couldn't get past the old stuff, but you did this, and you—I mean, they just couldn't get past it. And so I did a little, painted a word picture for them, and because of the word picture, they were able to move out of that. It's like they were in two big holes, and they would crawl up and try to get out of it, and they couldn't get out of it long enough, and they weren't strong enough to get out of it, so they slipped back in it. So I painted a word picture, and this is what it looked like.
Okay.
I told them that it was a basket, a brown, tightly woven basket.
Gotcha.
And it had two handles, and it was a very expensive basket. It was one of those really nice Tata baskets.
Heiburgers.
There you go. And it was classy in every way. And there was, of course, there was grass, artificial grass. And I'm talking expensive, not the Easter grass that you see. I'm talking about the really expensive looking grass. It's made out of fancy paper that's been cut strip by strip by strip. Really nice. And the grass was a purple color. So now they're visualizing this basket with this purple colored grass in it. And I said, inside of the basket, there were two apples, one pear, three oranges, and two bananas. Now they're looking at me. They're not saying a word. They're not even hardly breathing. They're just sitting there looking at me.
Well, you know why. They can't remember what else is in there besides those two bananas.
Is that what it was?
That's exactly right.
And I told them the apple represented
apples,
peace.
That's what she said.
Yes. I told them that the apple represented peace. The pear represented patience. The orange represented love. And the banana represented gentleness and elevating, holding other people up. I told them that the basket was woven to represent all of the things that they bring to the marriage. Part of her life, part of his life. They were interwoven to make one large container to carry the fruit of their life. I told them that the purple was royalty. It was not real royalty like one who actually lives in a palace with kings and queens. This royalty is the kind where they receive the greater things as being in a royal family. Well, when I painted this picture, this word picture for them, both of them actually began to be transformed just through the illustration of the fruit in the basket. And they never, I don't know, even when they came back, it's like things just changed for them. They couldn't hear anything the other person was saying until they realized what that word picture meant in their life, and they got it. Now, this doesn't work for everybody, but for this particular couple, they were a rather young couple. It made sense. They got it. And it was a real letting go free kind of moment for them. So all kinds of things go on in the counseling room. It was exciting to me to see them being transformed.
That's good. What happens if you have kids and they ate your fruit? They just came in there, they took your pear, and they ate it.
You would have to go back and get more fruit.
Oh, that's genius. We ought to do a podcast and share all this. Wait a minute. Everybody, you all have been exposed to some amazing wisdom that will set you free. This is awesome. This is good. What else do we got? What else we have? This is awesome.
Well, I just say to the listener that to have a good relationship, don't look back. You don't have to look back at yesteryear. It's not productive. It's not helping you. It's not holding you up. It's not even healing you. And then I say, when you are in a relationship, remember to make the other person a priority. And this could be friend to friend, neighbor to neighbor. This could be family members. Make the other person a priority. And when I gave the illustration of the basket to the couple, they got it because the fruit meant something in their lives. They begin to realize that you can't have a basket with no fruit.
Right.
If you're fighting. But if you're not fighting, you can actually produce fruit and it'll go in your basket.
That's awesome.
So make the other person a priority. That's the important thing.
And what are some things that you could, tips in making the other person a priority? It seems obvious, but for guys like me that nothing is obvious, what are some of the things, like what could I do to help, you know, make my wife a priority? Or even if she was here asking me or asking how she could make me a priority, what are some different techniques or tips that you give us to make another person a priority?
Well, it depends also on the way people feel loved. I don't know how people feel. You know, some people feel loved one way, and some people feel loved. And like some people like to be complimented, and then some people like gifts, and then some people like carved out time alone. And then it kind of depends. But I think the obvious is when you're out and you get something, just a little something that's a surprise. I think those are things that you just don't expect. And they're really nice. Stop at a bookstore and get a calendar. Or I don't know, just something fun. Get a chocolate candy bar, something that totally unexpected. No one asked for it, and just take it. And I like a little bit of drama, hide it. I can't just buy a piece of candy and give it to somebody. I like hiding it and having them go look for it, whoever it is. Ask my grandkids. They know. I'll say, I've got something for you up in the family room. And they'll go, I said, you have to find it. I'm not going to give you any clues. But it's just a way of showing that they are my priority. I did think about them because I had to think about them to buy it and to hide it.
Right.
And you can do the same thing with little notes. I don't know. Hide a note on the milk carton. Just tape it on the milk carton. And it's just such a surprise when you open up the refrigerator and there's a note to you. It says, I was just thinking about you, baby. And a little smiley face. And she'd say, who's this from? I'm just kidding. But little things like that show priority. And of course, priority to your neighbors. You can do little nice things. Take something to them, or just stop by and see somebody. And I don't know, when won't be long, it'll be time to get the flower gardens out and just pick up some little flower, something, I don't know, an herb or something, and just take it to them and say, you know, I got two of them. I want you to have one of them. Those are little ways of showing that they really are somebody you thought of. They are a priority.
That's good. Well, it's good to, you know, care for the people around you. And, you know, and my viewpoint is just showing some love to them. Mm-hmm. And everybody needs it, and there's not enough of it. So, you know, anytime you can do that, it's like, you know, like a salve, good medicine.
Yeah, and it's important to not take the relationship for granted. And that when you're, you know, just like the note on the milk carton, for example, it's like taking care of your garden. You're not going to plant your garden and walk away and 2 months later come back and go, wow, there's, look at all that garden produced. You're going to take care of the weeds. You're going to feed it, or you're just going to do, you're going to take care of your garden. And that's what you're doing with your family, with your neighbors, with your relationships. To keep those relationships good, you're going to take care of it. You're not going to just come back and check on it in 2 months. It doesn't work that way.
That's right. That maintenance, and 2 hours a week, do something good. Communicate, connect. That's what we said a few weeks ago.
That's right. And to keep the relationship out of the past and into the now and the little bit future, not too far future, I always like to tell people to learn new things. Explore new avenues. Read some literature you've never read before. Study on, doesn't necessarily mean you do have to travel, but study on maybe what happens in one country. I know I had a neighbor once that he and his wife packed up and went to Ireland for 10, that's about 12 days. Had the best time. They had a grand time. And came back and fed the whole neighborhood all their stuff. And we were all just like little bunny rabbits with them telling us about their wonderful time they had. The guy says, I even kissed the Blarney Stone. I said, oh my goodness. He says, yeah, you have to hang off this building backwards. I have to hold your feet. I said, no way. And this guy was very large. And I was like, oh my gosh. He says, yeah, I did it. He says, I had to do it. It was like part of it.
The Blarney Stone.
The Blarney Stone. So, but anyway, the point is explore new things, explore new avenues. Understand that when you're interesting, your mate is interested in you. Your children are interested in you. Your neighbors are interested. Make an effort to find something different. I was watching something on TV a few days ago, and Danielle Steele was on being interviewed. And of course, the reason she was being interviewed was she just came out with a new book. And she was so interesting. She was talking about, she has 9 children. The woman is just, she's just so interesting. And I say this to say, let's get interesting. Let's find something to do and to read that's different. Go on a new greenway and walk on it in an area. Rent a bicycle and ride it up on the greenway when the weather permits, and it's getting ready to permit.
I'm ready.
But those explorations of new things are just so much fun for your mate. Decide that you're going to get a new recipe, and the two of you are going to go in the kitchen with nobody else, and you're going to fix it together. And be playful. Have fun. I mean, I know some of the listeners right now could do that and have a really grand time with their mate. And I mean, like, get some fancy cheese. Not just your sharp cheddar, but get some kind of fancy goat cheese or Munster cheese or something that you don't...
Something that's out of the norm.
Yes. And enjoy it and find a recipe that, I don't know, maybe it's flaming. I don't know, something that's interesting. And that keeps the life going in your relationship. I mean, I know there are people that make beer. Well, that's interesting to get a recipe and get together on a weekend day and make a beer or wine or something that's fun. I mean, I actually know some listeners do just that, but I'm just saying, yeah, to those that are not accustomed to doing that.
It's an art form.
Do it. Find out how to do it. Enjoy it. And let it be your little thing that you do together. It's very intriguing.
That's great. And I think that would be fun to have a wine cellar or to do some of your own beer. I haven't done it, but I've met some people that do, and it's definite an art form. And they were definitely passionate about doing it. And it was fun to see their passion and also see some of the fruit of their labor. It's just, you know, anything you do with your hands with excellence and really you strive to do it well is really interesting to be a part of.
Yes. Yes, there are people that, and they do this friend to friend is scrapbooking. And
That's big.
That is just, oh my goodness, some people have some elaborate artwork. I'm like, wow. But it's fun. And you don't have to be elaborate. You can be simple if you want to. It's just, it's whatever you want to do. There's no rules. But it's interesting. It's something that that keeps you interested. I saw somebody on one of the social media, and they had a 10-year-old little girl, and she was learning to crochet. And I thought, well, yeah, bring them out. Show them how to crochet. Show them how to embroider. But my point is to find something interesting to do. It's you're breaking up the routine. And when you break the routine up, it's fun. I mean, doing the same thing week after week, you do start to get on each other's last nerve, as they call it. So make it interesting. Find something that's intriguing. You know, couple to couple. And see what happens. See how the relationship begins to grow. And frustration leaves, resentment leaves, hostility leaves, because you're excited. It's like, I'm going to get dressed up and cleaned up, and we're going to go out, and we're going to plan a small trip, like for the weekend, a little mini trip for the weekend. And we're going to drive no further than an hour and 15 minutes, wherever it takes us, in four different directions. And wouldn't that be fun? Just something simple, just something the two of you can do.
That's good. That's a little spice and interest and some experience that's focused on things other than the two of you. It's, you know, mm-hmm. it's the experience, something, and you're also adding unique memories that you have in common.
Mm, yes.
Which, that's good. You know, strengthening the common bonds.
Yes. Yes, that very much works. And it's something to look forward to. Just breaking up the routine, not having the same mundane, ordinary week, and something to get excited about.
That's great. Looks like our time is already went through today. Is there any closing thoughts or any tips or anything that you'd like to add about this before we finish up?
Yes, when I think about this podcast, I think change, change, change. Change yourself. Change the routine. Change your date night. Change your relationship with your friend to friend. Change. And enjoy it. Let it all be in the name of good relationships.
Excellent. That's good. If you, our listeners, have a question, send it in. If you have an idea of a topic that you'd like for us to talk about, send it to support@lifehelpnow.com. And we'll get it on the show. We'll put it in there and we'll discuss it. You know, if there's an issue or a problem, just send us an email and we'll go through there and we're going to pick some of them. We're going to have a special podcast that's dedicated to answering some emails. So if you have something, send it in and be a chance to have some free consultations through email. And if you have an issue, something that you need some help with, Miss Brenda is also available for a consultation. You can see the website, lifehelpnow.com. It's www.lifehelpnow.com. And you can, you know, send her a message. There's a form on there. Just fill it out and send it in, and she'll get with you, and you all can book some time. And she can help fix the issue that's getting started, or maybe that's already there. So anyway, that concludes our podcast today. Thank you so much for listening. Share this. We love you. God bless you. And we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Life Help Now podcast. Please subscribe. And if you like what you hear, write a review and share it with a friend. Visit our website at www.lifehelpnow.com and send us an email and questions on what you would like answered on future podcasts. Miss Brenda Dixon is also available for phone consultations. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.